Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, August 7th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line at steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com, that is. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Cascade says the cost of its Bear Island conversion project has increased. Also making headlines last week, Greif is expanding operations at its Greenville County, South Carolina paper mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, August the 5th at 53.48, up 68 points or 1.3% from the July 29th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was unchanged. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, gaining 34.5%, followed by Clearwater Paper, up 21.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was Glatfelter, closing down 18.1%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer. They're up 77.47%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 68%. Over the same month, 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 0%, basically unchanged, while the PM40 is up 3.9%. We'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, Canada. Irving Pulp and Paper receives permission to begin construction of environmental treatment facility in New Brunswick. Irving Pulp and Paper has been given permission to begin construction immediately of an environmental treatment facility and water use reduction project at its St. John's Mill in New Brunswick, Canada. following a successful environmental impact assessment, also known as an EIA. After receiving the Minister of Environment and Climate Change's Certificate of Determination in accordance with the EIP, IPP, which is Irving Pulp and Paper, will break ground on the project, which is estimated to cut the mill's water consumption by up to 50% and result in cleaner water leaving the mills. And construction will require 60 contractor jobs, averaged over the 2 to 2.5 year period, with peaks of 120 local contractors. Construction and installation of the new equipment is expected to generate 609,000 person hours of work over an estimated 22 months in New Brunswick. Construction will begin immediately and run until late 2024. Dayline Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. Alstom Munkshow to invest 15 million euros in boilers at two Wisconsin facilities. Alstom Munkshow announced it is investing in new technology and converting its existing boilers at its Mosinee and Rhinelander facilities in Wisconsin in the United States to reduce its carbon emissions and landfill waste. These investments at the Mosinee production plant will enable a reduction in its carbon footprint by an estimated 20% and a reduction of landfill waste by more than 10%. The project is estimated to be completed at the end of the second quarter in 2023. In addition, folks, the Rhinelander production plant is expected to reduce CO2 emissions by an estimated 14%. But get this, folks, and landfill waste by more than 50%. Wow. A new energy center and associated buildings at Rhinelander will consolidate and simplify energy operations, enabling the plant to house a future boiler and heat recovery steam generator. The project will commence immediately and is estimated to be completed in the third quarter of 2023. Dayline Santiago, Chile. Chile's CMPC buys Mexican tissue firm for $293 million. Chilean packaging and sanitary products manufacturer CMPC agreed to buy Mexican tissue group Grupo P.I. Mabe for $293 million, according to a filing to the stock exchange. CMPC said it expects to complete the transaction in the next 6 months. Grupo P.I. Mabe has an industrial plant in the city of Puebla with 26 lines dedicated to the manufacture of baby and adult diapers, as well as feminine care products marketed through brands such as BB Tips, Chiclo Elastic, Kitties, and Bio Baby, according to the filing. Never heard of those. Maybe you have, folks. Wow. The price initially set for the Mexican firm's shares stands at $268.6 million, and it will need to be paid at the end of the operation, according to the filing. The firm will also pay $24.6 million in installments within a maximum period of 5 years after the transaction closes. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Well, folks, since you've been a really, really good audience so far, let's do one more story before the break. Daylight State Line, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Paper Excellence and J&F remain at odds over El Dorado deal after court ruling. Canada's Paper Excellence said it had been authorized by a Brazilian court to conclude the acquisition of outstanding shares of Brazilian pulp maker El Dorado, Brazil, Cellulose, a statement immediately challenged by El Dorado's majority owner. The move is the latest in a long-running legal wrangle over El Dorado, dating back to an original deal signed back in 2017 but never finalized. Since then, the two parties have been in a dispute over the price of the deal and the right to conclude it. In a statement issued, Paper Excellence said that Judge Renata Maciel had agreed with an arbitration panel that decided last year that the company, which owns 49.4% of El Dorado, may acquire the remaining stake to reach 100%. It said the judge had decided the arbitration was correct in giving Paper Excellence the right to complete the acquisition and dismissed arguments to the contrary from El Dorado's majority owner holding company, J&F Investments. The arbitration had mandated that the full deal be priced at 15 billion reais, which is $2.9 billion, as set forth in the original contract. However, folks, J&F said it was surprised by the judge's decision because it obtained a decision from an appeal court suspending the lower court proceedings. In a statement, J&F, which also controls listed food processor JBS SA, said the latest court decision is void and ignores evidence regarding the arbitration proceeding. Paper Excellence CEO in Brazil, Claudio Cotrim, said the Canadian company would consider a potential capacity expansion of El Dorado based in the Midwestern state of Mato Grosso do Sul. Since the El Dorado acquisition signed in 2017 but never finalized, as we said earlier, Paper Excellence has acquired control of U.S. companies Resolute Forest Products and Domtar. In 2019, it bought Canada's Catalyst Paper. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dayline Lake Forest, Illinois. Pact of Evergreen completes sale of its carton packaging and filling machinery business in China, Korea, and Taiwan. Pact of Evergreen Incorporated announced that its wholly owned subsidiary, Evergreen Packaging International, LLC, has completed the previously announced sale of its carton packaging and filling machinery businesses in China, Korea, and Taiwan to SIG Group Limited. Here comes a quote from Michael King, From That's Pact of Evergreens, a chief executive officer, King has this to say. With most of our assets being in North America, we provide an extensive offering of North American manufactured products to our customers. This transaction positions Pact of Evergreen to further focus on our growth in North America, where we are established as a leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging, servicing many of the world's most beloved brands. End of quote. That's a great quote, Mike. All right, folks, Dateline Taylor, British Columbia. Can for Taylor Mill curtailment to extend until transportation levels are, quote-unquote, more normal. In its second quarter results for 2022, Canfor said that the Taylor pulp mill curtailment will continue until, quote-unquote, more normal transportation levels return to its pulp and paper mill. This update follows the company's May announcement that the curtailment would most likely stay in place until the fall. The initial curtailment announcement was in February of 2022, followed by a six-week extension in March. Now, the company cited transportation issues when initially announcing their curtailment, saying the shortages result in the continued high finished products inventories at the pulp mill. According to the second quarter results, the curtailment at the Taylor pulp mill has resulted in reduced production by about 60,000 metric tons. Dateline Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. George W. Meade II, the last CEO of Consolidated Papers, dies at 94 years old. George W. Meade II, the last local owner of the paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids, died Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, in Madison at the age of 94, according to an obituary from the Meade-Witter Foundation. Meade was still serving as the chairman of the Meade-Witter Foundation, a family philanthropic foundation that opened a new park in downtown Wisconsin Rapids on the day Mr. Meade passed away. In 1952, Meade joined Consolidated Papers Incorporated, a company that his great-grandfather, D.J. Witter, started in 1894. Meade became the president and CEO of the company when his father, Stanton Meade, retired in 1966, and he served as chairman and CEO of the company from 1971 to 1993. He continued serving as chairman until 2000 when Stora Enso purchased the paper mill. Meade served on Stora Enso's board of directors until February of 2004. George W. Meade II was born in Milwaukee on October 11, 1927, to Stanton W. Meade and Dorothy W. Meade. His grandparents, George Wilson Meade and Ruth Witter Meade, and great-grandparents J.D. Witter and Emily Witter, were from Wisconsin Rapids as well and were part of Consolidated's legacy. A celebration of life will be held in Wisconsin Rapids this fall. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Virginia. Cascade says cost of Bear Island conversion project has increased. Cascades Incorporated said Thursday the cost of its Bear Island conversion project has increased amid higher labor costs and reduced availability of materials. The Kingsey Falls, Quebec paper company had anticipated the cost to convert the Ashland, Virginia facility to produce 100% recycled high-quality lightweight linerboard would be about $430 million. But on Thursday, folks, the company said the cost had risen to $595 million to $615 million Canadian dollars. That equates to about $463.3 million to $478.8 million U.S. dollars. Remember, they said $430 million earlier. You do the math. Cascade's president and chief executive officer, Mario Plordy, said the company is working with the contractors to mitigate potential delays in order to meet the Bear Island's mid-December 2022 start date. Plordy says, quote, "It is important to note that the timing of some critical construction milestones may be at risk due to these issues, and as a result, the startup of the paper production may be delayed to the first quarter of 2023, end of quote. Dateline Portland, Oregon report. Graphic Packaging improves its offer after a 9-day strike. About 140 workers at a North Portland paper packaging facility went on strike on July 17th, and they stayed out until July 26th. Wow! With the help of a federal mediator, Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers, also affectionately known as AWPPW, Local 78 reached a tentative agreement on July 28th with Graphic Packaging International. Members will vote on it any day now. They had been working without general raises since their previous contract ended on February 28th, 2020. It was the first time workers at the plant had struck since 1978. It's been a long time, folks. Once owned by Crown Zellerbach, the plant at 3400 North Marine Drive has gone through multiple owners. Can you guess them, folks? If not, I'll list them all. James River, Fort James Corporation, Georgia Pacific, and now Graphic Packaging International, based in Georgia. A giant in folding carton and paper-based food service product industry, it has 24,000 employees at 130 facilities worldwide. I don't know why that's germane to this story, but let's continue, folks. Excuse me, I got enough gas to go to Pittsburgh. Now, the AWPPW said the walkout was called to protest an unfair labor practice by the company, namely that it went around the bargaining team and communicated directly with members. But the underlying disagreement was about temps. The union says Graphic Packaging wanted to bring in up to 24 temps without restriction who would be paid less for doing the same work as members. There's a picketer who gave her name as Monty on D3 of the strike, and she said, this Monty picketer, she said, they're trying to break up the union. They're trying to bring in temps, end of quote. Now, in 4-hour picket shifts, strikers maintain a picket at all 5 gates, plus a tent near a gravel parking lot. No word if they had any inflatable rats. And I would say more about this, but if you want to read about it, and I'm sure you all do, just go to our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. That again, that's www.nipimpressions.com, and look for the story. Graphic Packaging improves its offer after a 9-day strike. Dateline Greenville, South Carolina. Greif expanding operations at Greenville County, South Carolina paper mill. Now, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster and the South Carolina Department of Commerce announced that Greif, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, plans to expand their existing operations in Greenville County, South Carolina. The company is investing $13 million over the next 5 years. Here comes a quote, quote, "We are excited to offer increased capabilities within our Taylor facility. Greif investment in South Carolina enables us to support our tube and core plants and our customers' growth in this thriving region of the country," stated Greif Senior Vice President and Group President and Paper Packaging and Soterra LLC, Tim Bergwall. Wow, that is a long title, folks. I thought I had a long title. Wow. Okay, what else do you want to know here? Yeah, oh, it serves as a paper mill that utilizes recycled paperboard for the production of spiral tubes and cores. The company's expansion will modernize the facility and increase production capacity. The expansion is expected to be complete of November of 2022. Good news. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.